Think about all the things you do with your phone. Order groceries, send photos to friends, even pay your rent. Did you know your phone carrier could be collecting data on all that user activity? That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that prevents your phone carrier from being able to track your data. With one button, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes your data through their secure servers for ultimate privacy. Take back your online privacy today. Use our link to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/wire. That's ExpressVPN.com/wire. ExpressVPN.com/wire.
The unprecedented FBI raid on former President Trump's home stunned observers across the political spectrum.
This should show you how far the left will go. To them, there are no boundaries when it comes to fighting Donald Trump.
What more have we learned about the search, and what comes next?
I'm Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe. It's Wednesday, August 10th, and this is Morning Wire. Buses of migrants have begun arriving in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams says the city can't handle the influx. We have details on the battle between border states and blue cities.
And nuclear energy is regaining popularity in the U.S. We'll tell you why the once maligned energy source is heating up again.
Thanks for waking up with Morning Wire. Stay tuned. We have the news you need to know.
Hey everyone, producer Colton here. Back to school season is upon us, and while many kids are excited to get back into the classroom, many may not be able to access and afford nutritious meals to fuel their growing minds. That's why Good Ranchers has made it their mission to donate 100,000 high-quality meals this month to children in need. You can help them reach their goal by ordering your next box at goodranchers.com/wire. Help them donate 100,000 meals and get $30 off plus free shipping at goodranchers.com/wire.
New details have begun to emerge following the unprecedented FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's residence, as stunned lawmakers in both parties issued renewed calls to action.
Here with the latest on the raid and how it could impact the political landscape is Daily Wire senior editor Cabot Phillips. So, Cabot, what more have we learned in the past 24 hours?
Well, there are still a lot of unanswered questions about exactly what the FBI was looking for when they searched Mar-a-Lago. The FBI is still holding their cards close to the chest. But according to reports, the raid was related to documents the president is accused of keeping after he left the White House. And while the FBI is yet to confirm anything, it appears they believe Trump was holding on to classified material of some kind at his home. As we talked about yesterday, all documents containing official White House business must be sent to the National Archives after a president leaves office.
Right, the Presidential Records Act.
Exactly. And many Trump supporters, but also a number of legal experts, say that even if Trump did violate that act, it would hardly justify a raid of this magnitude, especially if there's no evidence of other crimes that they end up finding. Remember, some people think this was kind of a fishing expedition on their part to find other evidence. For example, here's CNN legal analyst Paul Callen.
If this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all of this?
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence.
We also now know that the FBI notified Secret Service on Sunday night of their intention to conduct the raid the next morning, and agents reportedly appeared in plain clothes to avoid tipping off guests or anyone else that a raid was taking place, which could explain, you know, how it took so long for the news to get out. According to Trump's lawyer, Christina Bob, federal agents, quote, seized paper from the residence, so now it's a waiting game to find out what they seized.
Do we have more details on President Biden's involvement in this search, or at least knowledge of it beforehand?
Yeah, despite the fact that action like this would require sign-off from the highest levels of the Justice Department, likely including Attorney General Merrick Garland himself, the White House is insisting that they, quote, did not have notice beforehand. According to reports, staffers found out about the raid on Twitter, and in the 24 hours after the news broke, President Biden, for his part, remained silent on the matter. But we did see a response from some Democrats whose basic message was that no one is above the law, including former presidents. For example, here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
No person is above the law, not even a former president of the United States.
But it's worth noting, there were still a number of left-wing figures who were more hesitant to celebrate the raid. For example, former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang said, quote, "I'm not a Trump fan, but a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government establishment. This raid strengthens that case for millions of Americans who will see this as unjust persecution." Mm. And that's kind of the similar message that we saw from others, including former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said, quote, "The DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation."
Now, we talked yesterday about House Leader McCarthy's vow to investigate the DOJ if Republicans take power in November. What else have we seen from Republican leadership on all this?
Yeah, they've largely rallied to President Trump's side, calling out the raid as yet another example of what they view as government institutions treating conservatives unfairly. For example, Morning Wire spoke with Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's also the ranking member on the powerful Judiciary Committee. She promised a serious response before midterms.
"I am writing immediately to demand a hearing. Director Ray needs to be called back into us immediately. We don't need to wait till September or October or after we take the Senate in November. We need to do this now."
Definitely seems like a long, bruising battle ahead.
Yeah.
Cabot, thanks for the reporting.
Anytime.
That's Daily Wire senior editor Cabot Phillips.
Coming up, tensions escalate between New York and Texas over bused-in migrants.
Hey there, producer Colton here. Do you like to be the first to know about trendy news and current events? If so, you gotta get the Daily Wire Plus app. Not only will you receive mobile notifications whenever something's happening, but you'll also have access to the best commentary to break it all down. Download the Daily Wire Plus app and keep up with the facts no matter where your day takes you.
New York City's mayor is escalating his rhetoric against Texas officials over busloads of illegal migrants arriving in his city. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently began busing migrants up to New York, citing its promise to be a sanctuary city for migrants.
Mayor Eric Adams says the sudden influx of migrants is overwhelming New York's homeless shelters. Daily Wire investigative reporter Mairead Lordy is here with more details for us. So, Mairead, first, what is the latest on border states busing migrants to other parts of the country?
Right. So, as you mentioned, since April, Governor Abbott has been relocating migrants who crossed the southern border illegally to other parts of the country, particularly cities run by Democrats. So far, more than 6,000 migrants have been bused to Washington, D.C., and the first migrants directly from Texas arrived in New York City on Friday.
Now, as we've covered, Mayor Adams has sounded the alarm already about the migrant situation in his city, but he's made some more comments in the last few days. What's he said?
So Adams, a Democrat, called Abbott's migrant busing plan horrific and accused Abbott of using the migrants as political pawns to, quote, manufacture a crisis. He's been accusing Texas as well as Arizona for weeks of sending asylum seekers up to New York City and overwhelming the city's homeless shelters, but Governor Abbott denied it. Then on Friday, Abbott announced that Texas would actually start sending migrants up to New York. Last week, New York estimated that about 4,000 asylum seekers have been sheltered in New York's homeless system since the end of May.
So what has Governor Abbott said about this? What's his rationale for sending these buses specifically to New York?
Well, Governor Abbott said in a statement Friday that Texas has had to take, quote, unprecedented action to keep its communities safe. Abbott said that along with D.C., New York is the, quote, ideal destination for these migrants who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about within the sanctuary city. Abbott said he hopes Adams, quote, follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. The border crisis is continuing to overwhelm authorities in Texas. As of the end of June, there have been a record 1.75 million stops along the southern border, the most Customs and Border Protection has recorded since 1960.
Now, we've also seen some reports about concerns from migrants being bused. Tell us about that.
Well, Mayor Adams said one bus was supposed to bring 40 people, but only 14 people got off in New York. He speculated that the migrants probably got off earlier due to fears about what might happen to them at their planned destination.
Now, the migrant issue isn't the only one New York is facing in recent months. Rising crime is also a growing concern again in the city, correct?
Right. In the subway system, violent crime is up 57% since last year. felony assaults in the city are up 19%, rape is up 11.3%, while murder has dropped 4.3%. In fact, a 61-year-old bodega clerk who made headlines when he was attacked behind the counter even said he was considering moving back to the Dominican Republic after the murder charges against him were recently dropped. So while some migrants are looking for a new start in New York, at least one is wondering whether he should go back to Latin America over the crime.
Well, an interesting political battle going on here. Mairead, thanks so much for reporting.
Thanks, John.
That was Daily Wire investigative reporter Mairead Alordi. Nuclear energy is regaining popularity in the U.S. as a clean energy alternative. At the same time, Germany is reconsidering closing down its three remaining nuclear plants as an energy shortage threatens much of Europe.
Here to give us more details on the shift toward nuclear is Daily Wire's Charlotte Pence Bond. So, Charlotte, it seems like we're hearing more about nuclear energy lately. First off, how prominent is nuclear in the U.S. currently?
So nuclear power used to be an unpopular energy option, mostly because of safety concerns. But now people are starting to be more open to the idea of using it as a source of clean energy that's cost efficient and useful. The United States actually makes the most nuclear power of any country in the world, and it totals over 30% of the world's nuclear electricity generation. We have 92 reactors here in America, but 12 have been shut down over the last 10 years.
And more are scheduled to be shut down too, correct?
Right. For example, in California, the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant was scheduled to shut down entirely by 2025. But Governor Newsom has been more open to prolonging the plant's life. The California legislature passed a bill this June that was approved by Newsom that actually allows the Department of Water Resources to bypass the typical procedure when reallocating funding, giving money to fossil fuel sources. But according to CalMatters, it also has a reserve fund that could be used to keep the Diablo nuclear plant open instead of shutting it down.
And what kind of impact would that have for the state if they chose to keep it open?
It would be significant, including in reducing carbon emissions. Last year, a study by Stanford and MIT showed that keeping the plant open until 2035 would cut down on California carbon emissions by over 10% from 2017 amounts and help alleviate brownouts. As we've reported, energy has been a serious concern in California, as blackouts and brownouts have plagued the state, and this summer could see even higher energy demand. I asked E.J. Antony at the Heritage Foundation about the energy situation in California.
The green energy nonsense is just adding insult to injury, and they know that no matter how much you subsidize these things, you know, whether it's solar or wind, they're not going to generate enough electricity. So now they have to go back to the tried and true fossil fuels, nuclear, hydro, et cetera, to try to meet their state's power demands.
Okay, so this is all in California, but what about on a federal level? Is the Biden administration also pushing for more nuclear?
Yes, they created a $6 billion fund to help keep nuclear plants' reactors up and also make them more affordable. They're also giving $2.5 billion towards two projects in Washington and Wyoming meant to show new nuclear advances. And Congress is also pushing nuclear. Last year, a group of bipartisan senators introduced a bill that would enhance and expand nuclear energy in the U.S. And the recent Inflation Reduction Act passed by the Senate actually addresses nuclear, too. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the bill includes almost $30 billion in tax credits over a decade for nuclear plants.
Well, energy continues to be a central focus for a lot of Americans, so this is something we're going to keep tracking. Charlotte, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That was Daily Wire's Charlotte Pence Bond.
Other stories we're tracking this week. Police detained the primary suspect in the murder of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, concluding a five-day search.
Elon Musk said Saturday that his $44 billion Twitter deal will move forward if the company can confirm how it measures bot information.
The U.S. Justice Department is preparing to sue Google as soon as next month over claims it illegally dominates the digital advertising market.
On Tuesday, a D.C. Court of Appeals ruled that Congress can obtain Donald Trump's tax returns.
Russia launched an Iranian satellite on Monday, which Iran claims it will be using for scientific purposes.
Thanks for listening to Morning Wire. We created this show to bring more balance to the national conversation. If you love our show and you stand with our mission, please consider subscribing, leaving us a five-star rating, and most importantly, sharing our podcast with a friend.
That's all the time we've got this morning. Thanks for waking up with us. We'll be back tomorrow with the news you need to know.
From all of us here at Morning Wire, we hope you're enjoying the show. Did you know that if you subscribe to Daily Wire Plus, you can get access to all Daily Wire has to offer? That means news, commentary, documentaries, movies, and so much more. Become a subscriber today. Download the Daily Wire Plus app and take us with you wherever you go.
Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there. But unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.